The next day I woke to it. Today, today, today. A tolling bell only I could hear. The twilight seemed to have penetrated my soul. I felt an unearthly weariness. My birthday. My death day. Judith brought a card from my father with a breakfast tray. A picture of flowers, his habitual vaguely worded greetings and a note. He hoped I was well. He was well. He had some books for me, should he send them. My mother had not signed the card. He had signed it for both of them. Love from Dad and Mother. It was all wrong. I knew it and he knew it. But what could anyone do? Judith came. Miss Winter says would now... I slid the card under my pillow before she could see it. Now would be fine, I said, and picked up my pencil and pad.
Have you been sleeping well? Miss Winter wanted to know, and then... You look a little pale. You don't eat enough.
I'm fine, I assured her, though I wasn't. All morning I struggled with the sensation of stray wisps of one world seeping through the cracks of another. Do you know the feeling when you start reading a new book before the membrane of the last one has had time to close behind you? You leave the previous book with ideas and themes, characters even, caught in the fibres of your clothes, and when you open the new book, they are still with you. Well, it was like that. All day I'd been prey to distractions. Thoughts, memories, feelings, irrelevant fragments of my own life, playing havoc with my own concentration. Miss Winter was telling me about something when she interrupted herself.
Are you listening to me, Miss Lee?
I jerked out of my reverie and fumbled for an answer. Had I been listening? I had no idea. Lost for words, I stared at her for a minute, while she grew more and more irritated. Then I plucked at the first coherent sentence that presented itself to me. Have you ever had a child, Miss Winter?
Good Lord, what a question! Of course I haven't. Have you gone mad, girl?
Emmeline, then.
We have an agreement, do we not? No questions.
And then, changing her expression, she bent forwards and scrutinized me closely.
Are you ill?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you are clearly not in your right mind for work.
It was a dismissal.